U105 Drive, good afternoon from all of us here. Now, the Twang, as we mentioned, they're an indie rock band from Birmingham, and they formed in 2001. They've released three studio albums, Love It When I Feel Like This, Jewelry Quarter, and most recently, at the end of October, 1020. Now, their love of what they do has kept them going, and they've really now cemented their place in UK indie history. Here's a little bit of what they do. So the Twang are playing in the Limelight 2 tonight at 8.30, and I'm very glad to say the guys join us in the studio now. We haven't got mics for all of you, so if you just shout your names out, please, from left.
John.
Hi, John.
Ash.
Stu.
Phil.
Cylinders.
Welcome. Okay, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
To all of you, to U105. You're playing tonight in Limelight 2. You haven't played this venue before.
I don't think we have. I struggle to remember where we have played, to be honest, but I don't think we have, no. So, looking forward to it, man.
You will have a wonderful welcome there. It has a real heritage, that place.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Really cool venue. Tell me a little bit about your gigs, because any that I have seen online, they kind of turn out to be sing-alongs, really, with the crowd there.
Yeah, I think, they're quite raucous. We I think, you know, live is what we've built our whole career on. I think it's important for us to like the live aspect, like, so
it's great when you can, you know, get on stage and the audience is, you know, singing everything back to you. It gives you confidence ultimate straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there are some songs that lend themselves to that. I mean, the Barney Rubble one, which has the sample of Good Men Give It Up.
That's right.
Particularly good song.
Some would say Simply Red.
I thought you was going to use another sample.
Fairground as well.
It is no fair play.
Yeah, he's definitely a good man.
Yeah. So, I mean, you obviously love playing live.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, you know, anything that's around what you do as a band, stuff that you do in the studio, stuff that you do live, even, you know, I'll even go stretch to say travelling together's fun, you know what I mean? But,
Stretch myself to that.
Yeah, that was after yesterday's journey over it. It was quite a long one. We'll blame no one, but Simon Bailey, you know, you want to put his name out there.
Tell me about your most recent album, 1020. I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times, but for those who don't know, the title of the album came from a note that was stuck in a door.
Yeah. Basically, we moved into this studio. Like, when we got some money, we built our own studio so we could record and stuff. And there was this, like, warehouse behind, and they turned it into, like, posh apartments, sold them for stupid amounts of money, not telling the people that there was a band that rehearsed very loud, quite late, next door. And so when they moved in with their newborn, they found out.
Sat down to have their tea on a Wednesday evening.
They were fine, but we just used to come down. It wasn't the first note that she'd put, but, like, you know, that one night I come down and I thought it read poetically, and I took a snap of it, whacked it on Facebook, and people seemed to like it. There's the cover.
There's a definite difference in feel to this album. Would that be in part due to you brought John on board? I mean, you still have the big guitars, and there's the sort of Britpop swagger.
Writing differently, yeah. I mean, like, for the third record, we started writing with Simo, and you know, things changed, and there was only a couple of us in the studio at a time, really, like me, Simo, and Watkin, like, and but yeah, you know, it felt like a natural progression, really, you know.
There's some quite poignant lyrics, actually, in the album as well, in some of the songs.
I mean, it's quite introspective, but I guess people have said that to us before, but I think every song that you ever write is quite introspective, really, because it's, you know, we always write about stuff that's happened to us, you know, personal experiences, so I ain't going to start writing about, you know, LA beaches and stuff.
But in many ways, that's what a lot of people can relate to when you write like that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we seem to have a real, like, diehard, like, as I say, we're still going, and the reason is because of live, and people still come and watch us, and people still buy our records. So mean, we're doing something right. I feel like our fans, it feels like we've got like a real cult following now. You know, there's people that have seen us, you know, 50 times, like literally. And I think, you know, we're doing something right. You can't please everyone, but I don't really want to, you know.
Well, the press have given you a bit of a rough time from time to time. And what I wanted to ask you was, if you go back to 2007, NME, Britain's best new
band. They also added about £500,000 to our publishing deal, so I'm happy with them, to be honest.
Yeah, there was such hype around the start of 2007, 2008. Do you think that harmed you for a while?
I think you can't live up to it, because if people... Yeah. The thing is, being... You know, being into indie music myself, if someone tells you something's great, you automatically get your back up with it a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're looking, people want to pick at stuff. Do you know, being told that something's great, it's a bit... I think, like, bands that have been left to, like,
grow.
Develop and grow naturally, you know, they end up getting an easier ride off the press than bands that...
But I think without, you know, without that press at the beginning, like Phil says, it helps in certain ways. But I think... You know, obviously being on radio and that with the first record so much, you know, I'd say 50% of our fan base, or probably more than that, are from that, do you know what I mean? And they've stuck with us.
I'm not bitter about it at all, man, because it was an amazing time. And it was them saying we were the best band in the country, you know, not us. Even though we felt like we felt that it was deserved at the time, because we'd been slugging it out and we was writing hits, you know.
Yeah.
At the top, you know, if you get in like... top 10 singles and number 3 albums and that, you're doing something right anyway.
But
so.
The press, and the British press, are renowned for doing that to anybody.
Well, they're all little posh boys, though. They're all little, they read the Telegraph, and they're little posh boys, really, that have got into it because their mummy and daddy could afford to put them up in London while they'd done their little year of making tea. Kissing the gaffers, you know. And
ham hock.
Kissing the gaffers ham hock, and that's how it works. But, like, I'm easy with them, you know what I mean?
Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I watched... online on your YouTube site about the making of the album cover of your second album.
Yeah.
And you...
Temper, amazing.
Yeah, you're a band who... most people don't really pay that much attention to it now because it's all downloads. It's not important as it used to be. You put such emphasis on your album covers.
Well, I think we do.
I think it's something we've always done. And, you know, I think we're all the same. Whenever we've gone out and bought music in the past, you know, whatever format you buy it on, you want the artwork, you want to read what, you know, who's done what on it, you know, you want that bit of information.
You've got to have that Factory Records ethos, haven't you, about, like, you know, when we was doing our, because we put our last record, 1020, out through Essential Music, but, like, through our own label. And even just the CD format, we chose the one that was twice as expensive just because we thought it looked... So we lost, you know, obviously lost half as much money, but, like, it doesn't matter to me because it is... That piece of artwork that people hold in their hands, you know, it's important that it feels right and looks right. And
it was described in the video as it's like a tattoo, that you always have it. And this man's a perfect example because he's got more than a few tattoos in his hands and arms there. You perform
more than his hands and arms.
With the second cover, Tempat, who is a very talented artist, like he's a fan of the band and he said he'd do it for nothing. So you don't turn stuff like that down. And he done it all freehand, and it was... The actual painting was like...
so much concept behind it as
like
well.
Like
6 foot
tall and like 15 foot long, and it was just all done freehand with a can.
Yeah.
It's genius, really, but...
Will you perform live for us?
We will do. We'd love to, yeah.
Give you a second to get yourselves in position.
Yeah, thanks for having us in.
No problem.
It's all good.
Very welcome. The new album is 1020. They're playing tonight at the Limelight 2. The Twang, they're known as, and we'll give you more details of their website and their forthcoming tour venues in just a second after they get themselves set up. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
City's sick, the bus is full of people leaving. I could trouble you like you trouble me, and I ain't too scared to face you. I could trouble you like you trouble me. too scared to face you. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a cry. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a cry. I could trouble you like you trouble me. A ripped up coat of lay and a patch of land where children play. Probably tucked up safe, but I worry for the story. No smiles and no hellos, and no one seems to know the time in which the tide turns and we can bathe in glory. I could trouble you like you trouble me, and I ain't too scared to face you. I could trouble you like you trouble me, and I ain't too scared to face you. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a crowd. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a crowd. It ain't yours, it ain't yours, it ain't mine. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a cry. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a cry. Cause this is our time and we live here. This is our time and we're a cry. Cause this is our time. We live here. This is our time. This is our time.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. The album is 1020. There's a number of texts that have arrived in. Give a shout out for the Late Twos who are backing you later on this evening. We think the group are brilliant, going to see them. That's from Dadzo and Rambo. Quite a few texts, people going down to see in the gig tonight. So that's where you are, Limelight 2 tonight, then Dublin Academy 2 tomorrow. Then you're off to Bristol and Birmingham, and you can get more details at thetwang.co.uk. Guys, nice to meet you. Thank you.